Good morning, everyone, and welcome to this latest installment of Looking South, exclusively on ICRT. I'm Eric Gao, and joining me on the air today is Vietnam Manufacturing and Export Processing Limited Chairman, Mr. Harrison Liu, to talk about economic ties between Taiwan and Vietnam under the Tsai administration's new southbound policy. Chairman Liu, welcome to the show.
Yeah, hi, Eric. Good morning to everyone.
Mr. Liu, to start us off, what is the importance of Vietnam as a foreign market for Taiwan?
I think the first point is Vietnam is a very ideal investment destination. Like labor cost, land cost, you compare relative cheap. And they have a pretty complete infrastructure, a stable politic and the social system, and quite a complete supply chain cluster. Vietnam is already become the biggest investment destination of Taiwanese in Asian countries. Second, Vietnam is a good gateway for a Taiwanese investor to enter Asian country and market and to expand their business. ASEAN have more than 625 million people with 2.6 trillion GDP. And the third one is Vietnam is a very potential market. The population bonus, they have nearly 100 million population with fast-growing economy, sizable middle-class population, strong purchasing power with increasing income. And the first one is a close relationship in every respect with Taiwan, like culture, labor price, trade, marriage, student, and geographical distance. The last one is Vietnam will connect to international society and the major economy in the world. Vietnam is a member of ASEAN, APEC, and tied up with more than 25 countries with FTA.
So can you tell our listeners what the state of Taiwanese business and investment in Vietnam was like before the implementation of the new southbound policy?
According to the official statistics, there are more than 6,000 Taiwanese companies and more than 2,500 projects invested in Vietnam. And the total investment reached around $31 billion. And Taiwan is the number four biggest foreign investor in Vietnam. And that more than 50,000 Taiwanese work and visit there. Taiwan investments are mostly concentrated in manufacturing sector. Actually, they have four important industrial clusters come from Taiwan: shoes, textile, motorcycle, and bicycle.
And what has changed for Taiwanese firms doing business there since the policy, or is that already the result of growth over 2 years?
I think that's quite a big change. I also want to divide this into like four aspects. The first one is from information side. After the New South Form policy, more information regarding Vietnam was available to Taiwanese investors. And the information are systematically delivered by media, seminar, investment forum, or people interactions. Second is the investment are more diversified. Before, the many investment from Taiwan in Vietnam is manufacturing sector. But now more investment come from manufacturing to like real estate, service, e-commerce, beverage and food industry. For example, like Permu tea or mooncakes. The other way is from downstream assembly, the third industry, to the upstream parts material, like a Formosa steel, like a new Far East textile. The third one is mutual business interaction between two countries become more active. Many Taiwanese export fair held in Vietnam GCS, and Vietnamese company come to Taiwan, establish their liaison office. And also some Vietnamese company come to Taiwan looking for business opportunity. The last one is tourist visit increased dramatically from both sides. Year 2017, they have 610,000 Taiwanese visit Vietnam. On the other hand, they have 380,000 Vietnamese visit Taiwan, especially from Vietnam side. The tourists visit Taiwan increase a lot. And also, Taiwan government gives them some preferential treatment, like you can apply the electronic visa online. And last one is Vietnamese in Taiwan become more active in business and social activities. Vietnamese become one of the most popular language to learn in Taiwan.
Aside from this business and investment, you kind of touched on this already with the tourism stuff, but how has the policy affected Vietnamese people's perceptions of Taiwan?
Well, Taiwan are more impressive to Vietnamese. The image of Taiwan to Vietnamese, like a clean and friendly country mm-hmm. with good food, high-tech, and beautiful place. As I mentioned, many tourists visit Taiwan. They visit for like a tour, or they visit for their relatives, and they visit their friends. You know, they have more than 7,500 students now studying in Taiwan.
Mm.
They have more than 220 Vietnamese laborers work in Taiwan, and more than 120,000 Vietnamese lady marry Taiwanese. And Vietnamese community involved in Taiwan, involved in culture, social issues.
And finally, going forward, what would you like to see the government here in Taiwan do to further stimulate business exchanges with Vietnam?
So I think the government do a lot, especially from the new southbound policy. But I think there's still many things we can make it more and make it better. The first one I want to mention is systematically to promote Taiwan images in Vietnam and by various kinds of activity like expo, like culture, sports, charity, and so on. Second is we have some organization from Taiwan in Vietnam, some economical organization or business organization. So I think it's a kind of integration for all these organizations together to deeply and comprehensively survey, study, and research Vietnam and regularly issue or share information to Taiwanese investor and policy banker. That will be a very important thing. The third one is study, and I think use like a swap to SWOT to find out the best benefit and strategies of Taiwanese industry and investment and to help and guide them to smartly invest into Vietnam and form a strong cluster. Many Taiwanese investors in Vietnam, they go alone and they are small and medium company, but their power is limited. So if the Taiwanese government can help them to become a cluster, and from the upstream to the downstream, then Taiwanese business and investment will be more stronger and more influential in Vietnam. The fourth one is strengthen the function and capability of Taiwanese businessmen chamber or association in Vietnam, and to increase our business influence and power to Vietnam government and the society. Actually, from last year, Taiwan Business Chamber has become active in Vietnam. They help to organize the Taiwan Expo, just held in the end of this July. And that all this kind of activity is very helpful and can increase the awareness and perception of Vietnamese to Taiwan. The last one is give more scholarship or sponsorship to young and potential Vietnamese students, even some Vietnamese officials, to learn and study in Taiwan and do the same to Taiwan side. I mean, also encourage Taiwan's young students and officials to study in Vietnam to increase the mutual understanding and the mutual relationship.
We've been talking with VMEP Company Chairman, Mr. Harrison Liu. Chairman Liu, thank you again for joining us on the program today.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you, ICRT, and thank you, ICRT listener.
That's it for today's episode of Looking South. I'm Eric Gao, and thank you all for tuning in today.